Right, everybody. How are we? It's 0046 a.m. Now Wednesday the 7th of December, and I'm leaving the house and driving up to Thirsk in North Yorkshire to go to the viewing of my new house. And you're asking, why am I leaving now? Well, there will be no traffic, or extremely little traffic compared to normal, because for those who know what the traffic is like driving from south to north in England, you will agree with me that probably driving at this time of night is the best thing to do. Unless, of course, you really don't mind dealing with dipstick drivers. But I don't like dealing with dipstick drivers. And also the A34 and A40, well, actually any route you take up north, the roads are just constantly jam-packed with traffic. So I've decided I'd drive through night. I've had some sleep beforehand, and got a few things to do tomorrow. Got the house viewing at 9:30 in the morning. Got to meet the headmaster of the people have obviously been on Christmas parties dressed up and drunk. Meet the headmaster of the children's school to be. Got to go and register at the doctor's surgery. Oh, I bet I need to know all the flipping national insurance numbers and all of that caper. Never mind. I'll go and see what's what. What else have I got to do? Got to go and see my wife's brother-in-law, Colin, in North Allerton. And I'll be going to my mother-in-law's in Ripon as well. So a do you know what I need to do? I need to reset the trip. Let's reset that. Reset values. Okay. Values reset. Okay, there we go. How much fuel have we got? 3/4 of a tank. Fuel up north is cheaper. So I'll be going up there to get the, I'll get fuel up there. So it's 10.5 degrees. It's really bizarre. You know, last week we had some really cold weather. You know, for 2 days it never got above 0 degrees. And thank you for the top tip, Glenclian, with the old Celsius. Now I know. Last week we had a few cold days. Two in particular were expectedly cold, but this yesterday and the day before, it's been fairly warm, and you know, your body just can't get used to it. So and I'm just joining the A303, and as you come up to this, you come up to here and it's all misty as per usual. Yes, thank you, Mr. Carr, for finally getting on my way. Dodgy junction. Right, yeah, so yeah, yesterday Sarah and I were in Salisbury for the majority of the day. No, that's a lie, for about 2 hours, 2.5 hours. And it was just, you know, you got in your mind that it's cold out, but it wasn't at all. It was about 8 or 9 degrees. And whilst that is cold, when you've been used to much colder temperatures the week before, then it's practically tropical. So the temperature's changed again, and in the car, so we've got steamy windows. I just whack the aircon on for a short bit. That sorts that out. Cruise control set. Tell you what, the lights on our Kia are 3 times brighter than these things. These are awful. It's dim that down. So, yeah, it's about 279 miles or so, thereabouts. And there shouldn't be really any traffic, I suppose. One thing I have noticed is... yeah, ambient light. Anyway, whatever. I quite like this car, but... things you kind of need to get used to, it's very, very comfortable. I've talked about this car before, so I'm not going to talk about it now. So yeah, I've got my Zoom and binaurals with me, and if I hopefully I will get the chance, I'll go and record some binaural audio when I'm up there, or indeed in the car here. But I just wanted to get this out, this audio. It's a murky night. There are now no cars on the road, just like how I like it. Okay, so just a quick update, really. Excited for moving up north, and let's see what happens. See what happens with Sharon, the lady who's shown us the house. And anyway, I'm babbling. Let's go. See ya.